the American dream.
And welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about banks and banking. Now, banks can and do serve a valuable purpose to the community when they're thinking of themselves in terms of community service. Banks are a great way to collect together wealth into pools that can accomplish things individual investors cannot do. When the United States was started, the banks were not in control of the money supply, and use of the bank was an option for the American citizen. You had the freedom to choose whether or not you wanted to put your money into the bank or not. You had the freedom to choose whether you wanted to borrow from the bank or not. And this is a naturally stable economic system, because as people borrow up to a certain limit and they realize I can't borrow anymore, they slow down their borrowing. And that is stable. Banks were off to one side. The flow of currency went from the government to the people and back to the government. And the bank was off to the side, doing what they do, organizing and pooling capital for investment in the community. And that's a healthy system. But under the private central banking model, the Federal Reserve, the ECB, the IMF, the World Bank, all of these, banking stopped being optional. You lost your freedom to choose. Now the flow of currency is from the bank to the people and back, and it's always as a loan at interest. If you are engaged in commerce, merely by handling those paper notes, you are using the proceeds of a loan. In fact, from the point of view of the bankers, it's not your money. It's all their money lent out. You're a borrower. So you've lost your freedom to choose whether you will borrow from the bank or not. And of course, because of various laws governing taxation, you've even lost your freedom to decide whether you're going to put your money in the bank or not. Because you're paid in checks drawn on a bank, not in cash. And cash is demonized. Oh, only terrorists and drug dealers would use cash. You have to use our new little plastic card, from which the bank gets a fraction of a penny every time you use it. Buy a newspaper with a plastic card. Bank gets a piece of the action. Buy an ice cream cone with a plastic card. And I'm not even talking credit cards that accrue interest. Just those little swipe, the debit cards. The bank is making money off of that. You've lost your freedom to the banks. There was a time in this nation where you could go from birth to death and never have to walk into the doors of a bank. And that was the naturally stable system. And now the banks are intertwined with everything that you do. And over in Cyprus, the banks are now arrogating to themselves the right to decide how much of what is supposed to be your money you're allowed to take out. So again, the common sense advice, because yes, it can happen here. They're talking about it happening in Italy and Spain and New Zealand, and Ben Bernanke will not absolutely say it can't happen here. He's just saying, oh, it's unlikely, nothing to worry about. Go back and, you know, watch your TV news when they're talking about how it's 50 years since the Beatles, you know, issued their first album, or Beyonce's latest thing, or Michael Jackson's doctor's lawsuit. And all this other fluffy stuff. They don't want you thinking about what's really going on and what the true nature of the banking system has become. Because you might want to take your money out of the bank. And that would be a problem. And yes, they could always just print up more to replace it. But again, every time the Federal Reserve starts printing up new money, it not only destroys the value of the money in your pocket, it destroys the value of the money held by the money junkies. And that cannot be allowed to happen. Better to loot the people. We'll be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And, okay, welcome back to the show. Now, earlier in the show, I was talking about the situation in Cyprus having repercussions all over the world. We were talking about how a lot of Russia's financial transactions, its interface to European economies, went through the banks in Cyprus. A lot of people were using the banks in Cyprus because of preferential treatment on taxation and regulatory compliance. And now we are seeing it start to spread. We are getting word that the entire government of Lebanon has just stepped down. The prime minister and the entire cabinet have resigned. A major portion of that, and Mikati did obliquely refer to this in his statement when he stepped down, much of Lebanon's economy and government finances were locked up in the banks of Cyprus, and they can't get their money. And that's exacerbated an already terrible crisis, and so now the government has stepped down. I would almost be willing to wager a plugged Turkish piaster that Israel will invade immediately. And we're getting word that the internet around the northern border of Egypt and along Gaza and the border with Israel has already been shut down. Communication in and out of that area has just gone dark. So I am expecting that Israel will move. Without a top political leadership in Lebanon, Israel's going to make a grab for that Litani River. So already, governments around the world are starting to collapse from this lockup of these private central banks, these money junkies. We should have done what Iceland did. When this all started falling apart, Iceland threw their crooked bankers into prison. They fired the government that helped them loot the people, and they just simply wrote off all of the debt that was arrived at through fraud. Which gets us to a concept you all need to be thinking about called odious debt. Now, I know we have been hearing from people like Christine Lagarde, head of the IMF, that all debt incurred by a government is sacrosanct. It is holy. It is never to be questioned. It doesn't matter how the debt came into being. You, the people of the nation, will be forced to pay it. And the statement came out in the context of Greece. Now, about half of the debt Greece is struggling with right now came about because of an underhanded deal between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs to hide Greece's debt with some currency swaps. And Goldman Sachs made a lot of money out of this, and Papandreou was able to look good to the European Union. And when Papandreou left and the new government came in and they saw the real books, they knew they were in trouble. Now, does it make sense for the people of Greece to be carrying the losses from this underhanded deal, this fraud that was perpetrated for political gain? And the answer is no. And there is a principle in international law that says so. It's called odious debt. And that is, the people of a nation are liable only for those debts incurred in the care of the nation itself. And this principle has been used in international law to write off massive debts incurred by tyrannical governments. And so the principle of odious debt is simple. If the U.S. government borrowed money to pave the roads, reinforce the bridges, build schools and hospitals, repair our infrastructure, that is a legitimate debt that we are obligated to pay. But when the government borrows money to give to the bankers, to save them from their own crimes, corruption, and stupidity, when the federal government borrows money for wars of conquest to bring the blessings of private central banking to other countries like they just did to Libya, when the U.S. government borrows money to send to Israel to put up cameras to watch us from every street corner, to set up facilities to read our emails, that is odious debt. And we, the American people, are not obligated to pay that money back. And I'll go even one further. Given the massive amount of vote fraud that's going on in this country, why are we on the hook for any of this government debt? Because this government may not be the legally elected representative of the American people. This government cannot prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the election by which they claim authority over our wallets was honest, fair, and accurate. If you have not gone over there now, you need to look at a website called blackboxvoting.org. It's run by a wonderful lady named Bev Harris. There was even an HBO documentary about her and her work called Hacking Democracy that just showed elections in the United States of America are a joke. They're a carefully staged illusion so that the latest money junkie candidate can step into the Oval Office and the media will tell you, oh, yes, he deserves to be there. You voted for him, and anything he does, well, it's what you voted for, so don't complain. But you need to look at odious debt. But apparently, and I just got this information in a phone call during the last commercial break, what was the triggering event for the Lebanese prime minister and his cabinet to all step down was Lebanon's finances are now locked up behind those currency controls inside Cyprus, and they may not be the last one. By the way, speaking of the money junkies and the politicians taking care of their own, the Cyprian politicians emptied their bank accounts days before the announcement and imposition of this haircut. They knew what was coming, and they saved themselves and abandoned their people to the clutches of the money junkies. We saw the same thing here in the United States of America back in 2008. Remember TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program? Now, troubled asset, like toxic asset, is political code speak for those completely worthless and fraudulent mortgage-backed securities Wall Street was selling all over the world. They sold them to Credit Suisse. They sold them to Deutsche Bank. They sold them to the Bank of Libya. And then the Wall Street and the government had to buy them all back. Except for Libya, it was cheaper to simply go in there and invade the place. And Congress arm-twisted this through. They weren't worried about protecting you, the American people. They were worried about protecting their own investment portfolios, which were tied up with these Wall Street firms selling the mortgage-backed securities. Congress protected their own wealth on the backs of the American people. And by the way, TARP is unconstitutional. Because remember, the House of Representatives voted their version of TARP down. Then the Senate voted through their version and went back to the House of Representatives and threatened and arm twisted for the House to say, okay, but that's not constitutional. The Constitution says revenue measures must always begin in the House of Representatives. You cannot initiate a revenue measure in the Senate because those are all rich guys and they're perfectly willing to spend public money with wild, reckless abandon. Of course, if I had $20-30 trillion to spend, I'd probably be irresponsible too. So TARP was unconstitutional. Nobody called him on it. Standard & Poor's has downgraded Cyprus' long-term rating to CCC with a negative outlook. Fitch is warning they're going to downgrade all of the Eurozone banks because of what's coming out of Cyprus. Remember, any default anywhere in the European Union, any collapse, any nation leaving, triggers those credit default swaps Wall Street sold against Europe's debt. Wall Street doesn't have the money to pay those claims. I wonder where they're going to get it. Ben Bernanke recently admitted they don't really know just how many trillions of dollars the Federal Reserve has printed up, all of it technically a loan to be repaid by future tax revenues, and handed to Wall Street banks to keep them up. Now he's admitting that propping up the too-big-to-fail banks was a major source of our current crisis. Gee, you think, Ben? We were saying that all the way back in 2008. Where was your economic expertise back then that you didn't see what everybody else was seeing? I think he's getting ready to step down. I think the Cyprus crisis is probably going to push him out of his office, and so now he's wants to preserve his legacy by saying, yes, it was wrong, we should have done better, I'm really a good guy, I meant well, what he's saying. Everything the U.S. government did since 2008 was exactly the wrong thing to do. Instead of taking trillions from the American people and give it to the banksters, they should have taken trillions from the banksters and divided it up with the American people. Nobody would have missed a mortgage payment. There wouldn't have been a mortgage crisis. Nobody would have defaulted on their credit cards. There wouldn't be a credit crisis. People would have gone down and bought brand new American-made cars. There wouldn't have been a need for an automotive bailout. People would have gone down to the shopping malls and bought whatever the latest gizmo was. There wouldn't be a retail crisis. The U.S. government, in their unswerving loyalty to the money junkies of Wall Street, did everything wrong. Even the IMF is admitting what Iceland did was correct. So why did we not do it here? Why are we not doing it here? Remember the foreclosure scandal? Banks were lying, cheating, stealing, phony notaries, fake documents to take people's homes. Why were they doing that? Well, because that monthly payment you're making wasn't enough to keep them solvent. They needed the entire value of your home on their books. And they put hundreds of thousands of Americans out of their homes. And the Obama administration blocked all of the states from investigating for criminal behavior, said, we have a foreclosure settlement. Everybody who lost a home wrongfully, you get a couple of thousand dollars, and life goes on. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth. And welcome back to our show here. And so we're already seeing repercussions coming out of the situation in Cyprus. Russia can obviously tolerate the temporary freezing of some of their government's liquidity. Obviously, Lebanon could not. And we know there are many other nations in the region that are living the equivalent of hand to mouth. And so the repercussions could easily spread over this coming weekend. And by the time they come up with a solution on Monday, the damage is going to be done. Because even if the Cyprus banks do open on Tuesday, the European Union has instituted cash controls. And that means wire transfers and deposits are going to be limited. The real damage, of course, is that confidence in this giant global banking network is pretty much destroyed as far as ordinary people who have accounts in these banks. Would you trust a bank right now? I don't think so. I certainly don't. I've been watching the situation for a very, very long time. And again, the common sense advice we're handing out to all of our listeners is you should have no more in your bank account than you need to cover your outstanding obligations and keep the rest under your own control. If you have a little bit extra, now's a good time to be thinking about getting into silver and gold as a wealth preserver. And, of course, we've got the Republic Trading Group You'll see their banner up at the top of the Republic Broadcasting website. They'll get you set up. So, going to get on to some other things here. We've got about another half hour to go. If you don't think confiscation is going to happen here, you need to understand it's already happened. Back in 1933, Franklin Roosevelt confiscated gold from the American people to prop up the banks. And yeah, you got a stack of these paper and ink thingies in exchange for your gold, but they did do it. And wealth confiscation's already been underway in this country to save the banks. That's what TARP was. That's what all the bailouts are. That's what allowing the banks to go through this frenzy of fraudulent foreclosures was all about. Wealth confiscation, stripping the acquired wealth of the people to give to the bankers, to keep their little Ponzi scheme from collapsing one more day. They're just kicking the can down the road. Because none of these things that they're doing that is so harmful to the people and the nation correct the actual problem, which is private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, which by design creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. It is the essence of the banking industry to keep us all, whether we be individuals or nations, slaves to debt. Up in Illinois, they are considering a law. It's likely to pass. It was introduced last year. It's passed the Senate. Now the House is looking at it. If you live in Illinois and you are buying or selling silver or gold coins or bars, you will have to register it with the state of Illinois. Why are they doing that? So they know whose door to knock on when the grab begins. Going to take a phone call here. Mike in Kentucky, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. I just saw a Roy Rogers episode the other day where they were talking about, remember old Pat, the guy that drove the goofy Jeep?
I remember. I'm giving my age away here, but yes, I remember.
Well,
that.
It's still on TV. And, you know, you can still find the shows being replayed. We just replayed it on the little podium.
I'm not that nostalgic, even at my advanced age here. I actually met Roy and Dale once.
Well, anyway, he was trying to tell Pat, his, you know, comic sidekick, that gold was not money anymore. You can't spend it. The government took it all. And it was on the show.
Wow, that's a revelation.
Well, it was back in the 50s, you know, and he's driving around a World War II surplus Willie's Jeep that he called Nelly Bell. It was black and white.
That.
You know, black and white.
You know, but the funny thing is, in the 50s, gold was still technically money because the U.S. dollar was convertible to gold at $35 an ounce until Nixon ended that in 1971.
Yeah, but there was no legal tender coins in circulation. It wasn't until Reagan in 1983 made it legal for Americans to own gold again. Think about that. 50 years in a supposedly free country, and we could not own gold.
Now, yeah, it did take that long to legalize gold ownership again.
Well, and then
they'll ban it again. I guarantee you, somewhere down there, if they get the guns, if they succeed in taking away your guns, the next thing they're going to come for is the gold and other precious metals, and after that, they're going to come for your sons and daughters to bring the blessings of private central banking to those few remaining nations on earth who still do not see the light.
Well, in 1964, when we had silver still in the money, minimum wage was $1.25. 1964 quarters now are worth over $30.
Yes.
What's minimum wage? It's nowhere near $30 an hour.
More than I'm making.
Right. Same here.
All right.
See you later, man.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Mike. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're talking, and I know I've spent pretty much the entire 2 hours on this banking situation, but you need to understand the extent to which you are already being plundered. And that's a good word to use. It's plundering. It's thievery. I'm not going to go with these euphemisms about solidarity levies and all the rest of that nonsense. Right now, the American taxpayers are being forced to give the big banks $83 billion a year. Without this constant sucking of money from your wallet, these banks would have collapsed long ago. They are literally like vampires keeping themselves alive by sucking on your lifeblood to keep them going. Remember what I said before? Banks are supposed to be serving the public, the community, the nation, but they serve themselves, clearly to the detriment of the nations. Now, we talk a lot about the money junkies and their mindset. And most normal people who are moral and ethical expect the same kind of treatment coming back. And they're sometimes caught off guard by just how utterly ruthless the money junkies are. And I call them money junkies because they are addicts. They are as addicted to the acquisition of other people's wealth as a heroin addict for their next shot, the meth addict for their next whatever it is they rub in their belly button. They're addicts. They're sociopathic, mentally disturbed people, but they're considered socially acceptable because they've got the pretty ink and paper that we must have in order to have a license to be alive. Now, if you want to know what the money junkies are really like, this story that came out of Great Britain today is going to tell you just what they're like. The Duke of Devonshire, very, very rich man. He owns a magnificent estate in Chatsworth. And one of the tenants on his estate is a gentleman named Edward Hill, who is living on a farm that his family has occupied and worked since 1830. The rent was due. And he paid the rent, but he was one day late. And the Duke of Devonshire is evicting him. He paid the rent just one day late, and the Duke of Devonshire is evicting him. Family's been on that farm for seven generations. That is what the money junkies are like. They are not honorable, other than in front of the press cameras. They are not moral. They have no compassion whatsoever. And when you go back and read that article, if you have not already done so, all wars are banker wars, and you realize the people behind these wars, these bankers, are just like this Duke of Devonshire, then you begin to understand why these bankers are willing to trade 100 million human lives for a little bit larger pile of gold. Got a caller on the line, Mark in Texas. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, Mark, we got to the point that the whole population, well, not the whole population, but a significant amount, are money junkies. They try to justify the war in Iraq because they give her cheaper gas prices. Come on.
Well, that didn't work out, did it?
No, not in the least.
Wait a minute. Let me back up here, okay? When I'm talking about money junkies, I'm talking right. about these 1% who have so much money, they really don't have anything to worry about, but it's never enough. And I'll give you a classic textbook case of a money junkie. It would be Bernie Madoff. Okay, co-founder of NASDAQ, had more money than any human being could spend in an entire lifetime, and it still wasn't enough. He set up his little Ponzi scheme investment house and cheated his investors out of an additional $65 billion. That's money junkie behavior. Now, we all want a decent living. We'd all like to have a comfortable home. We'd like to have a new car. That's not money junkieism. That's not addiction. Okay? That is, you know, common sense managing your money so that you can provide the best life that you can for your family, best education, best medical care. That's survival. That's not money junkie addiction. We're talking about the people who cannot feel rich until everybody else around them is poor, who think it is a perfectly justifiable thing to start a war of conquest in order to go out and, for example, in the case of Iran, force Iran to sell their oil only for U.S. dollars to prop up the international demand for the dollar, which is a big reason for a lot of these wars all over the world. And now they're talking about Venezuela. Earlier today, they were out there screaming about how Venezuela is laundering money for Hezbollah and Iran. And what Venezuela really did and why they hated Hugo Chavez so much was he was selling Venezuela's oil to China for the yuan. And China has been suggesting their gold-backed yuan as a replacement for the dollar, for the international trade and reserve currency. And a lot of nations were starting to listen. And that's why all of a sudden they're saying, oh, China's bad, China's evil, and they're trying to start a war with China. And now they're bad-mouthing Russia because Russia took control of their central bank to manage the economy for the benefit of the people. Look at what happened in Libya. 2 years ago, Muammar Gaddafi was everybody's friend. He was a reformed terrorist. He wasn't threatening Israel anymore. He was spending Libya's wealth to build these wonderful infrastructures like this world's largest aqueduct water distribution system. And then Gaddafi says, we're going to reorganize our economy. We're going to have a state central bank. And we're going to have a value-based currency called the gold dinar. And if you want to buy Libya's oil, you must pay for it with the gold dinar. Boom. Invade Libya. Kill Gaddafi. Install a brand new private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. And that's the reason for the war. Bring them back into private central banking. Bring the people of Libya back into debt servitude. Obviously, they don't like that. They're fighting back as hard as they can. Why did we invade Iraq? They didn't have weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein dared to sell Iraq's oil for the euro. So invade Iraq, lynch Saddam. Iraq's oil is back on the world market, but only for the U.S. dollar.
When the American population continues to volunteer to be servitude to the banksters, and I'm going to give you the perfect example. Do you remember you used to have a small service charge that the banks would put on your checking account to administer the checks that you wrote? What took place was, and this, you know, the regular banks just used to do the checking. The transaction fee is what they called it. The savings and loans, right, before the 80s, I understand all that. We don't have to get in a long diatribe. They pretty much did the CDs with the interest. The banksters never did the interest. But let me tell you how they got away with this. I heard earlier today about the dividend. Where's our dividend? Well, you're getting it. What they did was they said, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to pay you a small amount of interest on your checking account. That's your dividend. That is your dividend.
I think you misunderstand the concept of a dividend, because dividends are tied into the profitability of the corporation
when,
you're investing
in. When a bank makes a gamble on, puts money
okay.
into the market, and
I want to go back to one other thing you said. Americans don't volunteer to deal with the banks. The banks have so changed our society, we don't have that choice anymore. When you go to your job and you're handed a paycheck, unless you have a bank account or you're willing to go to a check cashing place, that check from your employer is worthless. And any time you use a Federal Reserve note to go to the store and buy a loaf of bread, you are using currency that is the proceed of a loan at interest. Americans lost their freedom to choose regarding the banks back when the Federal Reserve was created. Now, I'm running out of time. I got another caller. I want to go over to Rick in Florida. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, you know, I find it repulsive. And, you know, I find it repulsive from John Stadmiller's callers all the time, because I just think they're total lemmings myself. But to just say money junkies, when we all know who these people are, Michael, and I don't care if you are related to them. I don't care. These people are of the Jewish descent, or of the Jewish whatever the syndicate or whatever it is. And we all know it. It's been going on for centuries. I mean, how can you possibly direct people away?
I'm not directing people away from that. Wait a minute.
Federal Reserve is entirely Jewish.
Okay. Let me drop you here, because I'm running out of time and I want to clarify something. I'm not directing people away from anything. And by the way, the fact that my ancient ancestors were Sephardic and my family was Jewish up until the Inquisition got us in the 1490s is an academic point only. Okay, Jewish is as much a religion as it is. Well, actually, they're coming to the conclusion there's no such thing as a Jewish genetic profile. They're all converts and everything. I use the term money junkies because there are money junkies who are not Jewish. And I'm not excluding anybody, but I prefer the term money junkies, because that way we don't have people coming in and screaming, oh, you're just being an anti-Semite, and dismissing what we have to say about the nature of the banking system. And that's the point we need to make. We're not talking about the specific people. We're talking about a fundamental design flaw within the model of private central banking itself. It's a design flaw. And the people who set it up don't care that it's going to implode somewhere down the road, because they're going to be dead by then. In fact, John Maynard Keynes, who's one of the people who wrote the sales pitch for this Ponzi scheme and made it sound like it was a good idea, he was once asked, you know, the system is going to build debt until the debt collapses the system. And he said, we'll all be dead by then. See, these money junkies, they understand they don't have to worry about an afterlife. They're not going to go to heaven with a harp. They don't have to worry about devils and pitchforks. That's just mythology that's sold to the people to brainwash them into believing it so they'll go on rendering unto Caesar. But these money junkies know it's a myth. And they live their lives of wealth and privilege and comfort and power, and they go to their graves happy that they got away with it. And it's somebody else's problem down the road to deal with. Well, we're down the road, and we're having to deal with it. And as I said earlier in the show, all these things that are being done to loot you of your wealth, higher taxes, lowered services, austerity, bailouts, TARP, rigging the LIBOR, rigging the gold market, rigging the stock market, none of it is actually going to work. It's just stalling actions and looking like they're trying to solve the problem for the benefit of the press cameras. But until they acknowledge that private central banking issuing the public currency as a loan at interest has a fatal design flaw that will destroy it, ultimately, until they're willing to acknowledge that and deal with that, there is no solution to this crisis other than to write it down to complete and ultimate collapse. Now, the one upside of globalism is this. In the past, if you go back and you read that article I wrote about all wars are banker wars, any time a nation broke free from the private banks or simply collapsed, the other nations enslaved to private central banks would come in and pick it up or reconquer it or whatever. But because of globalism, for the first time in history, this entire global network of private central banks could come down all at the same time. And when it does, it means there will be no nations on earth with a private central bank to try and declare war, or to regime change, or to bribe governments to start this sick little Ponzi scheme up again. And it will literally be the beginning of a new era. No private central banks, no private central banks. It is a failed experiment, but it is clinging to power by means fair and foul, because the owners of the private central banks reap vast amounts of wealth, and all it's costing them is ink and paper. Back to the phones. David in Oklahoma. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. I was wondering, I think you just answered my question indirectly, but would it be an accurate analogy to suggest that the entire world was a fireworks factory? Is the situation in Cyprus like somebody walking in the door with a lit cigar?
I think that's probably a good analogy. And again, the reason this push for globalism, because the ultimate goal of the money junkies was to have a single reserve bank over the entire planet, like they did with the ECB in Europe, and they took away from the central banks and the individual nations the money creation authority,
right,
and consolidated the power and the wealth. And their ultimate, and you've been hearing them talk about it for a long time, they want a global reserve currency that will,
right,
concentrate the wealth and power into an even smaller circle of extremely rich individuals. But if you look at globalism, where they're just knocking down the national borders, it,
yeah,
really doesn't make much sense. It's like propping open the fireproof doors in a building or locking open the doors and the watertight bulkheads in a ship. Your first,
yeah,
accident will destroy the entire structure. And,
yeah,
national borders, financial borders, serve the same function for planet Earth that fireproof doors in a building. They contain,
right,
disaster. Well, Cyprus is on fire. The fireproof doors have been blocked wide open. Lebanon just fell. Italy,
right,
and Spain are talking about looting their savers' accounts. They really can't stop it. They set it up so that this wildfire is just going to spread everywhere. And yes, it will come to the United States of America. It is only a matter of time because of those derivatives, those credit default swaps.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm looking forward to the new era once this is all done, and hanging on tight in the meantime. Thanks
Mike. You got it. Over on my show, we're always talking about the blueprint for the new America, because we understand it's coming down. It cannot last much longer. I don't think we're going to make it to Christmas. I would be surprised. We may see the Federal Reserve and the U.S. federal government gone by summer. And we need to start thinking now about what kind of a nation we want to leave to our children. And the original Constitution is a good starting point, needs a few changes. But rule number one, no more private central banks. Ever, 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 ever. the first banker, the first politician, the first carpetbagger who comes in and says, look, let's just start a new private central bank and they'll just make all the money that we need and we just have to pay a little tiny bit of interest on it. The first person who says that should be hanged, drawn, quartered, burned, and have the ashes peed on by a rabid dog. That is how serious this is. If this entire global private central bank system comes crashing down, the very worst mistake we could make as a civilization, the very worst curse we could bring down on our future generations would be to allow them to try and start that same system back up again. And they will. By hook or by crook, they will try and start that system up again because it enslaves the people of planet Earth to the owners of these private central banks. Going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of the show today. I was joking before about I had enough material to do 5 hours of radio today. I still have a lot of stuff left over. I didn't get into any of the health and safety and science and Syria and all this other stuff. I'll just kind of have to hold it over until Monday unless it's overshadowed by other events, which is certainly very likely. Back to the phones, Dale in North Carolina. Aloha, Dale. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I hate to rain on your parade, Mike, but I want to ask you a question. You keep saying, like, there's going to be a new era and everything, but do you recall how much this government is prepared to take care of the situation when it does come down? And where does that leave us when that does occur?
Well, first of all, you need to understand a lot of those federal employees just got hit with furloughs. They're shutting down all these airport control towers. Those are all federal government employees. We have a lot of federal government employees who assist us with this local program where we're trying to feed the homeless here on Oahu. They're already making jokes about next week they're going to be on the other side of the table asking
for
local.
Yeah, but they're also talking about they're bringing up more drone bases. Another one opened up in Pennsylvania just today.
I understand that. But look what just happened in Lebanon. When the money to pay for all this locks up, the whole thing falls apart.
They've already got the toys we've paid for. They don't have
anybody to drive them. If they're not able to pay the people who are driving them let me finish because we're almost out of time here. I do not see ordinary federal employees risking their lives to protect their bosses by manning the barricades against an enraged American mob. They're going to drop those very expensive guns, and they're going to run. We've seen federal employees, how enthusiastic they are about doing the job they're actually paid to do. I think it's a gigantic bluff. When the Federal Reserve implodes, it's going to take the federal government with it. We all need to be talking to our state government right now and say, are you prepared to keep our commerce going when the Federal Reserve note becomes worth about what the Zimbabwe currency is? And make sure they do not go into letting a bank issue the currency as a loan at interest. You tell them, we want a state-issued, value-based legal tender. They're already talking about that in Arizona. Gold and silver will be legal tender in Arizona. All of you have to be contacting your state government and say, it could really happen. The federal government and the Federal Reserve could vanish from the pages of history as fast as the Soviet Union did. We need to be prepared. And you just tell them, rule number one, no private central banks. Rule number two, no private central banks. Rule number three, no private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, because that is what got us into this mess. It's what got us into three world wars. Enough is enough is enough. It is time to evolve to a new understanding of the relationship between people and government and finance. We outgrew rule by divine right. We outgrew slavery. It's time to outgrow rule by compound interest. We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Take America back. We must take.